And if it were still that way, you'd say it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Mm-hmm. And if it were not infected, if it'd just been bitten and it's not infected, you'd say it probably won't what very much.
It won't ache very much.
Or it probably won't mean any puff
up. Oh, it won't swell much.
Mm-hmm. When you get a blister, what is it, the liquid that forms under the skin in a blister?
It's the water.
They're on their way.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They're going to go buy one?
Well, they're going to go look, because it's only good through tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got these we've got these good friends that are finally moving into a house. Mm-hmm. They've been living down near Ponce de Leon.
The Ponce?
In an old duplex.
Uh-huh.
In a pretty run-down neighborhood.
Pretty run-down.
High crime down there. That's you.
Yeah.
You lived down that area, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, But when I lived over in I lived off of Greenwood Avenue and St. Charles in that section. That's where I was born.
Well, that is the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the neighborhood.
Well, Pollant Street is right down there where the boat works is.
They live on Frederica.
Yeah, right below Frederica on the left. You know where the power company substation is down there? The warehouse and all before you get to Virginia? That's where it is. That's Pollant Street runs off
there. Right,
but at one time, that was the nicest section in the planet.
Well, some of the sections still aren't very nice, and even those that aren't really coming back.
Well, that's because the original owners, the heirs, have gotten them and selling them, and then they're developing them, because that area over there is convenient to most everything, you know, the shopping centers, town, and car, bus lines, and things. And their property is really valuable in there. It's really solid.
Well, they just, where'd they move? What's the name of that street?
Station Rogers.
Yeah.
They moved on, they're moving on to Monroe, but on the other side of Piedmont.
So they're not moving that
just
far.
Just past the Anthony Mall.
Oh, yeah. That's
on Monroe.
Uh-huh, on Monroe Drive at the Anthony Mall. Yeah. That's a nice section.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Anthony Mall is right now, when I was a young man, a young boy coming up, do you know what that used to be? That used to be the National Guard Cavalry quarters for the horses.
Really?
Right.
My goodness.
Bernard Stone's daddy was with the cavalry, 122nd National Guard, I believe. Like.
How long did it last? Was it still there at the start of World War II?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, it was, they got it out before the war, quite some time before the war.
I was thinking they still might have had just a tiny bit of
No, they have no government. Just had it leased and let it go back.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you had a what?
Bullet wound.
A what?
A bullet wound, a hole. Bullet.
When you get a wound like that, and there's a kind of skinless growth that grows in it that's got to be burned out sometimes, or it's got to be burned out, or it's sometimes a white granular surface, substance rather. What do you call that?
Cauterizing. It cauterized my nose.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you call the flesh that grows in a wound like that they have to cauterize?
That's pride flesh. I think that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. If you get a little cut in your finger and you put something on to avoid infection, what do you put on it that wouldn't be mercure chrome?
I use campophenique real good.
What's that stuff that comes in salt?
Salt?
Yeah, that prevents goiter or whatever you call it.
Epsom salt? For me?
No, in table salt.
Iodine?
Yeah, that's it. Do you ever use that on cuts anymore?
No, that's iodine.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have used it, but I don't use it. You know, there's some people that's allergic to iodine.
I didn't know that.
My aunt was, in fact.
You told me last night what you take for malaria.